At Founders Brewing Company, we set out to create a beer that lets you embrace the unconventional. Mortal Bloom is a radiantly beautiful, hazy IPA that will wrap your taste buds with intense citrus and tropical notes of pineapple and mango. Coming in at 6.2% ABV with big aromatics and no bitterness, it's the perfect beer, if we do say so ourselves. Visit foundersbrewing.com to find Mortal Bloom Hazy IPA.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Did you know that the bold, smooth taste of Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed in your Keurig coffee maker and enjoyed at home? Dunkin's cold K-Cup pods were crafted to be brewed hot and enjoyed cold. And of course, they're packed with the Dunkin' flavor you crave. Brew over ice and sip in seconds. Because the home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. Mixed with blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar for the perfect balance of sweet, salty, and sour every time. Discover legendary taste with Cayman Jack, America's number one margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.
Rack your look for spring at Nordstrom Rack and save up to 60% on brands you love. Rag & Bone, Vince, Marc Jacobs, Adidas, Joe's, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. Score new dresses, denim, sandals, designer bags, and sunglasses, plus updates for the family and home. Get your spring on for less, up to 60% less, today at your Nordstrom Rack store. What will you find?
When Sabine woke up the next day, she expected to find the room empty. But when she rolled over, there was Wyatt, stretched out over the bed, his boxers slung low around his hips, all his sheets and blankets on the floor. She snapped a photo of him and sent it to Layla.
Yummy.
Layla!
I mean, he could lose the boxers and then it would be yummier.
Stop, he didn't spend the night with HLM. Do you think they still hooked up?
If she didn't, you should.
He doesn't like me.
Well, I would fix that. You've got 2 days left in France. He's hot, he's in your bedroom, and you're still into him.
I'm not. Not while I have the biggest career opportunity of my life in front of me.
Okay, I'm just saying, if you haven't forgotten what it felt like to be in love with him, then he probably hasn't forgotten what it felt like to be in love with you.
Do you think I did the wrong thing? I didn't expect to feel so jealous. Sad? I mean, HLM and I are not that different. She's more successful, more beautiful, and more popular, but otherwise we're the same-ish. Oh, God.
I like you more than HLM. I don't care how many Oscar noms she's had.
You know, I tried to call him a few months after I dumped him.
What? Why?
I'm not sure. I was second-guessing my godmother. She has such old-fashioned opinions about the world. And Wyatt isn't my dad. Even back then, I wondered if I was listening to the wrong people. But Wyatt was at sea, and the call didn't go through, so I took it as a sign.
And now?
Well, now he's with HLM.
Oh my God, he's never going to realize you like him if you keep pushing him towards her. You gotta tell him.
OMG. There's lipstick on his chest.
Sabine took another photo, zoomed in, and sent it to Layla. It was lipstick.
Definitely lipstick. Oh, I'm sorry, babe.
Sabine, what time is it?
8:15.
Oh, are you awake? I feel like I was hit by a truck.
Well, I went home at a normal hour, like a normal person.
Yeah, I went home at a normal hour, too.
The lipstick on your chest would suggest otherwise.
Well, you know, clubs. Sometimes things are a blur.
It's not a big deal. Just admit that you went home with someone.
I'm not a kiss-and-tell person.
It's not the way I remember it. After we started dating, you told everyone.
Of course I did. Look at you.
Don't try to distract me. So, what happened last night? Did you two go home together? Dave and I were actually mid-conversation when he had to go pull HLM off of you.
Well, that was a big meeting you wanted, right?
Yeah, that I didn't get because you and HLM were inches away from making babies on the dance floor.
Well, it's not a baby I'm interested in making with Lou. Okay.
Oh, so now you're calling her Lou and have her lipstick on your chest? What's that, like third base?
You jealous?
I'm only annoyed that you ended up back in bed here. I could have had the morning to myself. Besides, what's there to be jealous about? I love HLM. She just texted me.
Good morning. I didn't see you leave last night. Dave flew in a trainer to help me cut weight. You know, those last 3 pounds are so sticky. Anyway, want to join? I can intro you to Dave again. We can spend the session planning our futures. Sabine Bean 82. Never rest, manifest.
Absolutely. Plus, I want the hot goss about you and Wyatt.
Girl, not as hot as I wish, but I promise all the details. See you in 45 at the gym.
What's she saying? You're smiling.
Just that she's happy to spill the tea about last night.
Well, don't believe everything you hear.
Well, you've told me nothing.
There's nothing to tell.
Okay, well, I don't think HLM agrees. I think she loves you.
G'day! We're gonna get started in 10 minutes.
Sabine, where's Lou?
She texted me saying to meet here. Was she at the club late? Seems like it was a wild night.
When I left at 4 a.m., she promised she was 15 minutes behind me. I thought I'd finally ripped her off of Wyatt for the night.
Seems like they have quite the connection.
I'm happy for Wyatt. He's been heartbroken for years.
Oh. I mean, it looks like he's always dating the hottest new thing.
He's the last straight, nice man in Hollywood. Of course they're all over him. Apparently, his heart was broken years ago, and he never got over it. Anyway, we got cut short last night. How do you see yourself? Comedic? Dramatic? Character actor?
What do you mean someone broke his heart?
Oh, it was ages ago. Like, right before or when he started in the Navy. You know, I could imagine some directors and production companies being interested in you, actually.
Did he say why his heart was broken?
Some rich girl's family didn't like that he came from nothing. Can you imagine? I'd love to see your reel.
Of course. I can have my assistant send it to you. How does Wyatt feel now about that girl? Do you know?
All right, you two. We're going to start warming up so Dave can splash that mimosa bar before he heads to lunch.
Okay, someone knows me.
My favorite pupil, just under the bell.
Sorry I'm late.
Oh, time stops for you, Lou.
As soon as the workout started, in between burpees and star jumps, Sabine was texting Layla.
She has a hickey.
What? No way.
We don't text and exercise here, Sabine. It's dangerous for your health. Now, clamshell your legs and dip your knee to your knee. Now, ankle to ankle.
I'm going to lose feeling in my legs after this.
Sabine Bean 613. Stretch, don't kvetch.
I think the beans are clever. Lou showed them to me last night.
Thanks. They've taken off a lot more than I or anyone would have thought.
I love the beans, too. I have two on my desk at home, but...
I think there's definitely something we could work on together. What's your resume like, Sabine? Any lead or supporting roles I should know about?
Well, I've been going to classes 5 days a week for years, and I'm always auditioning, but, you know...
Lou had to pass up this role for a period piece in the 1800s. You know, love Lauren Lead, pining after a man she rejected once and can never have. I think you might be great for it.
That's something I can definitely...
Oh, we talk shop all the time. Let's talk about last night.
Leg raises, folks. Point your toe, lift, and lower.
Show business doesn't quit. So, Sabine, I can get you an audition, but it would be a big step up for you. Can you do a British accent?
Anyone can do an accent. Not everyone can talk about last night.
How do you say
Let's spill the tea as a Brit.
Okay, now, point your leg to the front and then swing it to the back. Just 2 minutes left and then we cool down.
I have to tell you, Sabine, I am in love with Wyatt. He's so handsome and he's an incredible dancer. He looks so good in a tux. Last night, I wanted to eat that one off of him.
And you very nearly did.
Higher legs, everyone!
Did he say anything about me this morning? Did he talk about his intentions?
We really didn't talk this morning.
But you're sleeping across from him. Like, how did he seem? Was he love struck? Did he talk about me?
He was tired, but what happened? Are you two gonna start like dating?
Well, we didn't get to bed until nearly 6:30. We danced, and then we walked through the gardens as the sun began to rise. I mean, I did everything one should do when hoping to fall in love. I shared my life goals, babies, marriage, a house in the Hamptons, and Aspen. A long acting career, but not a career that, you know, necessarily outshines his career. Being a team and how I would never expect a nanny, but wouldn't object to one either when we're both working on projects.
Oh. And what did he say to all that?
It was magical. He told me how he wants to start a family too, and now he thinks he'd move to the East Coast, but he could stay in LA if that was the right decision for his wife. You know, we actually had so many things in common.
Sabine, love to get you slotted in to speak with this director. Maybe Tuesday next week?
Yeah, I'd love to. So wait, HLM?
You can call me Lou.
Lou, what do you think will happen next?
Well, I mean, he's obviously going to fall in love with me at the rehearsal dinner tonight, right? When we were in the gardens, he said 3 times that he loved me.
He did?
Well, he said he loved my work in Ponies in Paradise. He loved my looks at premieres. And he said that he loved the way I really went after what I wanted. He said it's what he admires most in a woman. I think we are soulmates.
Soulmates?
Sabine spent all day after the workout feeling terrible that Wyatt might be in love with HLM. She walked for hours alone through the hotel gardens and posted a story to her Instagram that included a Jane Austen quote. "Do not be in a hurry. The right man will come at last." But then she deleted it within 30 seconds of posting. Only 2,000 people saw it. But they still started blowing up in the comments. Then it begins to rain, like hard. So finally, Sabine goes back to Wyatt's hotel room, soaking wet, takes a shower, and starts texting Layla.
Okay, maybe I am still in love with Wyatt because I want to murder him for falling in love with Lou.
Hard no on the murder thing. Too many witnesses and a celebrity witness panel would take ages to get through. Schedules alone.
Wouldn't they just subpoena them?
Aren't they exempt, like diplomats?
They're famous, not carrying state secrets.
They are too. They know the truth about Taylor Swift's love life. And who cares about Putin when you got insider knowledge about Elon Musk's latest love child or whatever?
Back to Wyatt?
I don't know. I think you need to talk to him. Tell him how you feel and see if he does anything. Maybe he'll dump HLM for you. What time's the rehearsal dinner?
20 minutes.
Can you talk to him before then?
I don't think it even matters. I haven't seen him all day. He clearly likes HLM. He and I are old news. What would I even say?
Start maybe with saying sorry for the past and then say things are different now?
What? Things are different now that he's wealthy and super successful, so I've changed my mind? That makes me as shallow as he thinks I am.
You are successful, too. Don't forget that.
So I talk to him. And if he doesn't care?
Then you'll know the truth about Wyatt's feelings. And that will be good for you, no matter what.
'Tis better to have loved and lost twice than to never have loved at all.
Ooh, a new Sabine bean? Nice.
No, Tennyson.
Sabine.
You look amazing. How did you fit so many dresses in your suitcase?
I was wondering if you had a few minutes to talk.
Yeah, right now.
Sabine, you're here! OMG, you look amazing!
Actually, I was hoping to have a moment alone with Wyatt.
Don't be stupid! Now we can all hang out together!
I just need him for a moment.
It's fine by me. Lou?
Stop all this! The three of us need to celebrate! You're going to sign with Dave! He said he loved meeting you. Imagine our first film together, or that leading lady energy.
You're signing with Dave.
Dave liked me?
I can't believe one of my dear friends is going to share the same manager as me. I'm so happy this whole weekend happened. Hence, we must celebrate.
Wyatt, I...
Oh, don't spoil the fun. You want to celebrate too, don't you, Wyatt? Three Musketeers.
Let's go get drinks.
Skinny espresso martini, please.
Wait.
I made my way in, girls. Thank God. Espresso martinis for all.
Wyatt, could we just have a moment or two later? It doesn't have to be now.
Yeah, of course, but...
Cheers!
Paul just texted. Lou, they're wondering if we could post something. They want to get back up to number one on trending.
Wyatt, why don't we pose for a photo, and Sabine, you take it.
Sure.
Here, Wyatt, come closer. Yes, just a little bit more. You could kiss me on the cheek. You know, wake up the internet.
Anything for the grooms, right?
You two are really very close already. I am...
Wyatt, here. Put your hand on my hip.
Are you sure you want to have another martini?
I feel like the first five have done nothing. I can't feel anything.
It was evident that the first five martinis had not done nothing to HLM. They were seated now, being served dinner, and I have to say, I was proud of Sabine. From what I was seeing of her texts to Layla, Sabine was legit getting so much secondhand embarrassment from HLM's endless bragging and the way she plied drinks from every waiter who passed by. Being embarrassed to be seen with HLM? The HLM? That is some turning high society on its head shit.
Like, honestly, Wyatt, the only thing about my body that I hate is my wrists. They are too small. But when the media calls me a perfect 10, I can't really see how I can disagree. Because then I'll get into trouble for body shaming. You get it, right, Bean?
I don't really go by Bean.
You should have thought of that before you chose it for Sabine Beans.
Sabine, what did you want to talk about?
Absolutely not. No, you cannot leave me to, like, talk to all these people. That woman on the other side of the table must be, like, 85.
Why, can we just go on a quick walk in the garden?
We'll all go for a walk in the garden. Maybe when I stand up, I'll realize how drunk I am. You know how that happens when...
I was wondering if you ever think about when we were in college.
To be honest, I try not to.
Wyatt!
Uh-huh.
Darling! Here, hold my hand!
Lou, I don't think it's safe to go up on that wall. It's very high.
I'll be fine! Hold my hand, my love!
I might be a bit early for that.
HLM! I mean, Lou, it's really high.
Don't be so boring. This is our falling in love moment. Hold my hand. I'm going to climb this wall.
Oh, God.
Please be careful. You have your...
I thought you were fun, Beanie. Come on.
So HLM jumps up onto this stone wall. But almost as soon as she's up there, she starts to slip because, you know, the rain earlier, the rocks are all wet. She tries to grab Wyatt's hand to steady herself, but then... she falls.
Lou!
HLM! HLM, are you okay?
Lou, did you break anything?
My ankle! It hurts so much! I feel woozy!
Okay. Here, Lou, come on. Let's lean you up against the wall now.
Oh my God, she's passed out. I'll go get somebody. Wyatt, stay here.
I think she just had too much to drink. What was she playing at?
I think she just really likes you. She was trying to be romantic. I'm gonna go get a doctor.
Wait, what did you want to talk about?
Oh, nothing. Please forget it.
Hey,
remember when I serenaded you outside your window?
I've never forgotten.
That was a long time ago.
I have to go get the doctor. We were very different people then, I guess.
In some ways, in other ways, it's like nothing's changed.
I'll be back soon, Wyatt. With help.
Okay.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Need a cold coffee with a bold flavor? Dunkin' Cold K-Cup pods were specially crafted for cold coffee. Brew over ice straight out of the Keurig coffee maker for smooth, delicious Dunkin' taste you know and love. Find your next Dunkin' Cold coffee in the roasted coffee aisle.
If you want to make an entrance, bring the sabor with new Modelo Chelada Fresa Picante. A mouth-watering mix of authentic Mexican beer, bold strawberry flavor, and a hint of spice. With great taste bursting out of every can. So bring something sweet to your next barbecue or bring a little spice to Sunday's brunch. Bring refreshing strawberry flavor to any fiesta with new Modelo Chelada Fresa Picante. Bring the sabor. Drink responsibly. Modelo Chelada flavored beers. Imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium-iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.